How are you? I hope you're feeling amazing. And I am in this moment deciding new things for this next year that's coming up very soon. And I don't know when you're listening, but it's always about starting over. And that could be starting over every single day. It's like, okay, let's do it again. You know, as they say, rinse and repeat. When it comes to exercise or motivation, they say it doesn't last, just like a bath. That's Zig Ziglar, right? So you've got to do it again and again and again. Yet, you know, my tips today are about what to do if you're feeling like it's hard for you to get fit this year and you feel like you're just spinning your wheels or you just don't have the motivation to get started again, either for next year or the end of the year, because we still have like 2 weeks when I'm recording and we have an opportunity to make this the best year ever. Maybe you're not gonna rush and accelerate your results immediately, or you're gonna be hurried necessarily. But it's like, let's change our attitude, number one, about what we did or we didn't do. Because if you're like me, you tend to be really self-critical and demanding. And of course, we want all these goals achieved. And maybe you haven't reached all your goals, but we can always extend the timeline and have a more kind and softer attitude towards yourself, which is what I've been practicing, and also acknowledge myself more. I've heard even my coaches, one of them said, "Hey, Monica, I don't think you're giving enough credit to yourself." And I'm like, "Oh, I think you're right." So it's yes, recognize what you have done right so that you can actually change your perspective about what has been done this year. And maybe you can find that you have done a lot of things, maybe not exactly the way you planned it, or that it's supposed to be ideal, for instance, to do the cardio, the resistive. Like my brother likes to run 4 times a week and also go to the gym 4 times a week. I don't know how he does it. Okay, maybe he could get more sleep, plus his business. And it's not going to talk about my brother, but you know, I admire him for that. And you could say it's the perfect routine. Maybe it is for him. But I'm not doing that. I'm not doing all the running. I have a different routine, or I can't even call it routine. I mean, you don't have to do it like me either, because it's just a different way of training. Today I did some machines at a private gym, and sometimes I'll just not train for a few days because my body needs to rest, or because my body just wanted to stretch and do mobility. And maybe my body, that's the thing, it's like a balance, okay? Which is number two, because you know, one is to have the perspective that you have done a lot of things. Number two is to get real on what works for you. Yet also, you know, I wouldn't say fitting in exactly according to the American College of Sports Medicine that you have to do so many reps and sets, but you know, maybe as you get more into your training, you're going to realize that yes, you can do the cardio and the strength and the mobility and the stretching, but it doesn't have to be a specific routine. And yes, I will recommend that you do as much as possible. But I used to drive myself crazy thinking that I had to fit everything in immediately in 1 week. And I don't think so. I don't think that's natural, actually. What is natural for you? Okay. And maybe when you sit down with a trainer or a coach or a life coach like I am right now, you know, I used to have tons of protocols for my students, and there's many ways of doing fitness, okay? And of course, you go to the gym and then you have the machines and you have all the stations, and there's so many ways of training. You could go to the class, and sometimes you don't even know what to do. Maybe you feel overwhelmed with so much. So I would say set up your priorities straight. If you want to lose weight, you know, cardio and strength training are very much recommended. But I could also tell you that you can lose weight by just doing yoga and stretching. And of course, nutrition. So definitely by having your priorities. When it comes to, hey, I want to get stronger, I want to get firmer, I want to feel more energy in my body. You know, lots of you are constipated, so I'm going to talk about nutrition because it's not just a matter of planning your week in order to have the best possible outcome when it comes to, hey, you know, using the ball and maybe doing more pull-ups and working your whole body, definitely. I don't think you have to, necessarily do the routine that your friend does. You could try different things. Like, I love kettlebells, and practically it works everything. It works, you know, functional training, it works power, and it's just amazing. I just love training. And to tell you the truth, in all these years that I've been certified as an instructor in many fields and many modalities, to tell you the truth, I don't think there is a magic bullet for anyone except what is in your body. So I would say, okay, work with a trainer according to your priorities, but also use your intuition, because our body usually tells us what we need. As long as it's not telling you to just sit on the couch and eat, I don't know, something that's not necessarily very nutritious, okay? Usually we don't sit at the couch and eat an avocado salad with some lentils. We usually eat some kind of junky food. I haven't done that for a while, but I did eat some French fries lately, and I enjoyed them, of course. Okay, so when it comes to nutrition, tip number 3 is to pick more fiber. No matter what you do, no matter what you eat, as I always say, you don't have to be vegan like I've been for 12 years and ongoing forever, because I feel amazing. Just start including more fiber in your nutrition. That means eating the whole orange instead of the orange juice. And you know that an orange juice usually takes about 3 oranges to get that nice concentrated juice, which is really delicious and sweet. But we want the fiber to come with it, okay? Same thing with anything. It's like, oh, the flours are bad, flours and sugars. Yes, you could cut out all the white flour, but you don't have to cut out whole flour, like say quinoa flour or oat that is whole, whether there are rolled oats that are whole and organic, of course, or the steel cut oatmeal that has been so criticized. And there's a lot of confusion. That's the thing. Are you confused? Because if you are, maybe we can talk and I can help you get to your priorities when it comes to your plate, to your nutrition. What is going to work for you this week and beyond? What is good for you? What kind of eating patterns do you want to follow? Do you want to do intermittent fasting like I do? You want to try it? You know, the other day I went like 20 hours without eating and I was so hungry. And sometimes I do that. But for the most part, it's pretty easy to just be 16 hours without eating and then you have an 8-hour window. It works amazing for me. And it's not like, oh, you got to check with your doctor because you may be doing something wrong. No, we're doing something wrong by eating too much all the time. Okay, in my professional opinion, seriously, we have been eating too much junk. So we've got to definitely include more fruits, more veggies, all with the fiber, okay? So how do you include fiber? Like I said, these whole grains like oatmeal, these whole grains like whole wheat. Yes, it has gluten, but gluten is not bad for everyone, okay? Just like they're demonizing the vegetables because they may have these compounds. That's ridiculous. Lectins, please. I mean, come on. You know, Mastering Diabetes is one of the guys I follow on Instagram, and he'll explain it to you really technically as a medical doctor that he is. I love his explanations on everything. And yeah, it's like, you know, people with diabetes or pre-diabetes or high blood sugar are doing crazy things by eating all animal products and a lot of fat, and that does not work for diabetes at all. And seriously, guys, check out my episode on keto or intermittent fasting, okay? I recommend it because I have many ideas and even scientific references that you could think about. And actually always decide what you want and what is good for your body. Don't just go for the trend that everybody's doing. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, especially if you're going to get older and more constipated. So fiber is good for everything. Remember that it's the prebiotic fibers that you find in these products, and especially lentils and beans and garbanzos or chickpeas, that are going to really, really help you because they're really, really good fibers. I'm talking about soluble and insoluble, all fermentable fibers that are really feeding your gut bacteria that are your natural probiotics in your gut, and therefore you're going to have the postbiotics that include vitamins, enzymes, short chain fatty acids, and all the good stuff for your body. And so important that nobody's telling you. It's really, really what I'm telling you right now is just focus on growing that amazing population of probiotics. It's not like you have to buy probiotics, okay? They could be okay, and you could eat a lot of sauerkraut that I made recently, by the way. It's the best and the cheapest and also the most abundant way of including more probiotics that are external, okay, when it comes to, you know, the fermented cabbage. Now, yeah, you got the message, okay? So it's fruits, it's veggies, it's beans, and lots of seeds, even the watermelon seeds, okay? I just bought a watermelon, and I was telling my friends, you could toast these. They taste so good. And if you don't want to toast them, just eat the raw seeds in all the foods. You could eat the seeds of your apple, seeds of your pear, the seeds of your grapes, now that we are almost on, you know, very close to Christmas. I don't know if you celebrate it, but during the holidays, we tend to eat more grapes. So whether it's your watermelon, anyway, it's all the same. It's like, I can't believe people are so confused that they're eating a bunch of things that are not good for them in the long run. It may work very temporarily to lose weight, but that low carb or no carb fat, how do you call it? It's craziness. Anyway, you don't have to believe me, but just try it. Seriously, we are made to eat all the products that I'm telling you about that are not processed, okay? Because ultra processed foods are killing people. Just like I said, too much food, and the worst food is the super processed. So go for organic, for natural, tons of fiber, for the natural fruits, okay? For the whole flowers. Don't take all the flowers out of your life, because you could eat whole wheat flour, like I said, and you could even get some chickpeas and make your own pea flour. So many ideas that I'm going to keep on giving you, but definitely recapping, it's to eat more fiber, to get your fitness protocol right with a trainer if you can. And I forgot the previous one, because I just did this off the cuff and from the heart, okay, to have a better attitude. Yes, now I remember, the perspective, okay? Let's give ourselves credit for whatever we did, and of course we made mistakes. I don't know anybody perfect, okay, and definitely not me. And even though I am very much in shape and fit, and lots of people compliment me on that, and I really enjoy it, and I receive it, and I'm in gratitude to God. But it's not like I'm climbing trees, because that would mean I would be fitter, you see. So there's always a next level, okay? But even if we have that next level, let's be aware and conscious and just appreciative of where we're at, okay? Do the things that are most important to you, and you could even work, for instance, let's say I was biking and swimming for a while, and I stopped that, and now I'm going to do more weights and more lifting for a while, and then maybe I'll go back to the swimming and the biking, and, you know, whatever it is for you, okay? So many things, and definitely give it a like or subscribe to this podcast, and it would be awesome if you rated it, because I can't do it alone, you guys. I appreciate you so much. If you like it, share it as well. And there's no way to leave comments under an episode like this, but find me on the links below, because I'm changing sometimes. And I think the easiest way to DM me is at Monica Sancio on Instagram, even though I use a lot of Monica Power on TikTok, okay? You could also DM me there, and or email me whenever you're listening. I wish you an amazing time of holidays and upcoming New Year. And this is the best time to decide what you actually want to achieve your goals, okay? And empower yourself to that greatness, to that next level that you know is for you, because it's in you, isn't it? You feel it, right? Okay, so don't let yourself down. Really have your own back. And if you're not there yet, I get it. We all can use a coach. I have my own life coaches. Every single week I have training, and I highly recommend that you get your own coach too. And if you like my style and you want me to help you, or you want to try me on a consultation, and if you feel good with me, in other words, we got to feel each other out on a call. Well, that sounds kind of, no, it's nothing physical, okay, I'm kind of kidding. But anyway, it's just a matter of realizing whether we're a good fit or not, okay? That's it. Awesome. And remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Yes, you don't have to be vegan. If you do, just once a week of all plant products, you guys, you can do it. It's the plant kingdom, okay? It's the best kingdom. All the amazing therapeutic herbs you can get from the plant kingdom. You can't get them anywhere else. And when it comes to gut health, like I said, it's a matter of feeding our gut right. Our gut microbes feed off fibers that are only present in the plant kingdom, okay? So I cannot emphasize that enough. Move around more. Get physical. Yes, no matter what. Let's say right now I'm stretching as I'm talking to you. There's always a way to stretch and to sit up or to sit down, but always find a way to move better. Yes, more quality of movement is fundamental. No matter your age, you can get younger just by optimizing your, I was going to say gut health, which is great, optimizing your microbiota or microbiome for sure. But when it comes to movement, it's optimizing the quality of your movement, no matter what you're doing, okay? Yeah, you can dance too. That's fun. And absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do want and where you're going, and let's be grateful. Also, you know, giving ourselves credit, like I said today, and being at our best, okay? So you take care of yourself so that you can make a whole difference in the world, all right? Fantastic. Kisses and hugs. Till next time. Thank you.